sometimes people do things that make us say, wait, what happened? Like this dude who is practicing dentistry out of his bedroom.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, a Texas man was busted for practicing dentistry out of the bedroom in his townhome. Undercover officer made an appointment with this dude to get fitted for dentures when he arrived. The man had all this dental equipment and an examination room upstairs. The man took impressions of the officer's teeth and said it would cost $900 to get dentures. Of course, he didn't have licenses. He was practicing on the DL. Police also spoke with a woman who received dental work from the dude that cost her over $3,800 for upper and lower veneers. And he has admitted to performing illegal dental work in other states.
Absolutely not. That's like my biggest fear. Right? I already hate dentists, let alone like not having any of this stuff, it being done in a bedroom.
Oh, and that's like people that go to get cosmetic surgery, like on the cheap, not worth it. They go to someone who doesn't really know what they're doing and then they end up with like cement in their cheeks or their butt.
Exactly. Why do people do that?
To like, save a buck, but it's like those aren't the things you want to skimp on, people, okay? Well, two drunk drivers were found passed out in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, two drunk drivers were arrested. They were found in Detroit and Michigan shops. An employee called police after both drivers wouldn't move. They were just like staying put in the drive-thru. Officers arrived and both drivers were found sleeping in their vehicles. And admitted to, having a couple of drinks. Police say, this is the weird part, they didn't even know each other. They were
in separate cars.
One had a blood alcohol level of 0.16, the other 0.13.
I feel like this probably happens at like Taco Bell. Yes! Like all those late nights, I bet cops just like literally wait out for people to pass out in the drive-thru, which like is obviously like bad because they're drinking and driving, but like, worse things can happen. This is actually kind of a little
funny.
They
almost made it for that Big Mac attack. And this man, he was sober. So what does he do to celebrate? He stole a motorcycle.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, an Arizona man celebrated 4 months of sobriety by stealing a motorcycle. Oh. He walked into the dealership drunk. What is wrong with people? He grabbed a motorcycle and just started literally like, I'm going to test drive this. Push it down the road. Then just gets on the hog and takes off. Employees called the police after they noticed the dude leaving the store.
See,
so he wasn't sober.
I've kind of always wondered, like, what would happen because you test drive cars, like, the dealership will let you.
Yes.
And then you're test driving it, and you're like, I mean, what actually would happen if I just, like, left with this? Like, let's just go to, like,
California, baby. Yeah. I mean, eventually they'll catch you, but you'll have the time of your life. And this girl woke up to a raccoon in her bed.
Wait, what happened?
A 10-year-old girl in Texas woke up with a huge, I'm talking ginormous raccoon lying in her bed. The girl said the raccoon was lying on one of her pillows and was friendly. A friendly raccoon. The family believes the animal got in through their doggy door and they were able to sweetly put the raccoon back outside. Aww. I feel like this is a Disney movie. This would not happen. If this happened to me, it would have rabies and start attacking me.
That girl is either Cinderella or Snow White.
There is no way.
I would get it mauled by that raccoon just by my reaction. I would freak out and then I would freak out the raccoon so then it would like maul me.
Okay, you wake up and there's a raccoon, like a raccoon in your bed. What do you do? Do you punch it in the face? Do you?
I immediately scream bloody murder and shut my eyes. And just brace. Brace for impact.
Is this a nightmare? Oh man, well coming up, we have song of the day. This is going to be really fun. We're going to do songs that make you feel free. All right, that's coming up next on Joe McKenzie.